This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
She's the head coach, women's head basketball coach at Iowa. Lisa Bluter in her 24th season as the Hawkeyes head coach, kind enough to join us. Coach, how much sleep last night?
Not a lot, and that's okay with me.
The voice sounds like you were coaching. That's a coach's voice right there.
Yeah, it's a coach's voice in April for sure. A little gravelly, but that's okay. It's working, and that's all that matters.
What did you learn personally from the loss last year in the title game to LSU?
You know, I really learned what I learned the most about being in the Final Four last year and being in that game was the amount of, this is going to sound like, the amount of rest that you need. It's just like, it's so tiring going through this process in the Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight to the Final Four. It's extremely exhausting, and just making sure that we spend less time on X's and O's and more time on recovery and rest.
Well, that's what I marvel at. That you see these scores, you know, it's Kobe, it's Allen Iverson. Every night they have to go out there and have more energy than the opposition. And that's another thing that amazes me about Caitlin. She doesn't come out of the game, and you're playing at a really fast pace. How do you kind of coach her so she's not her own worst enemy?
Well, you know, we play like that all the time. And, that, you know, it's not like we just started playing like that now. We've been playing like that for years, and that's her style. She loves it. She's comfortable with it. Believe me, she never wants to come out of a game. If I try taking her out of a game, it doesn't go down so well. So she wants to be on that court.
Explain your tempo, and how do you get to the game to your tempo?
You know, we just try to push hard on every rebound. Anytime that we have the opportunity to get a stop, it's going to result in us being able to push. And it's just a philosophy. I love getting down, and we'll take some bad shots out of it. Some people get so worried about, you know, they have to have the perfect shot. We're going to take open threes and transition. And yeah, you might have a few more turnovers. I can live with that because I think it puts so much pressure on the defense over and over again, and it wears on them by the fourth quarter.
When's the last time you yelled at Caitlin?
Probably last night. I haven't seen her yet this morning, so not yet today.
Wait, how could you yell at her after last night's game?
Because she's Caitlin. Got to keep her humble.
Okay. Explain to me when you call technicals in practice on her. What is the message you're trying to send to her?
You know, we bring in officials to, you know, and they're not like Division I officials. And we bring in officials to work our scrimmages, and sometimes they get a little bit more intimidated of her than they should, I think. And so, yeah, when she acts up in a scrimmage, I'm going to tear up because that's the only way she's going to learn, right? I mean, she has to learn to control her behavior and control the controllables. Officials are not a controllable. Don't bother trying.
When did you give her the green light to shoot whenever from wherever?
Probably when she walked on campus, because she was capable of it. You know, it's our dunk, right? I mean, it's something that nobody else can do in our game, probably men or women, and she's fearless. And so, I mean, she was doing this right from the beginning. But actually her range has increased as she's been in the weight room, you know, and her freshman year, she's pretty scrawny. She's still kind of scrawny, but you know, now she's got a little bit more muscle on her and that's helped her shot range as well.
Okay. 24 years in the sport. If I would have told you 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you're going to have a transcendent player. You're going to have a Steph Curry. What would you have said?
Thank you. I mean, you know, honestly, you know, everybody when they're recruiting, oh, she's the, you know, great player. Everybody knows she's a great player, right? Everybody knows that. But to me, it's like nobody can predict that somebody's going to become this good. And if they say they predicted it, that's hogwash. That's not happening.
What kind of relationship do you have with Gina Auriemma?
You know, a friendly relationship. You know, we're not like close friends or anything like that, but we spend some time together with USA basketball and things like that and on the recruiting trail, but not somebody that I've, you know, spent a lot of time with.
What was the message at halftime last night when LSU ties it up right before you go in?
Yeah, it was, hey, tie game, 20 minutes, you know, and we thought they were getting tired at the end of that second quarter. So let's come out with a lot of energy. And I thought our team did. I thought our team started the first and the third quarter with great energy and kind of took control of that game right off the bat. You know, when Caitlin comes out of the locker room, she's got that look in her eye and she hits that deep three in the first possession. I thought, okay, things are going to go okay.
Looking back on last year's title game, correct me if I'm wrong, but it felt like LSU got into her more. They were more physical. They were putting a hand in there. And then you had Haley Van Lith this time around. And how surprised were you that that was their strategy against Caitlin?
You know, I thought Haley did a nice job of keeping her in front of her. It was, you know, we had to give her a lot of ball screens to get her to the rim. I think I was surprised she got to the rim so easily in the first quarter, and then they kind of adjusted after that. But I thought Haley did a nice job on Caitlin, but I think it was a more physical game last year.
Yeah, it just felt like they were going to try to frustrate her. I don't know if they even got close enough to frustrate her, because it felt like last year she was maybe taken out of her game a little bit.
Yeah, and I think she got married to the three too much last year. You know, she took a lot of threes last night, but last year she wasn't making them, and she just kept going and going and going. And we tried to encourage her in the first quarter, get to the rim, get some easy ones first. I thought she did a really good job of that in the first quarter.
You're looking at these crowds, though, and, Coach, you're seeing young girls there with their parents showing up early, wearing jerseys. I mean, I wonder what the impact, I mean, Caitlin's impact in 10 years from now, 7 years from now, 5 years from now, what do you think it's going to be on the sport?
I think there's a lot of little girls and little boys out in their driveways this morning trying to shoot like Caitlin Clark. And I think that's just so good for our sport. It's, you know, she has come at the very right time. With the NIL, with social media, with all the television coverage, she has come at the perfect time to help this sport explode. And I think she's going to have a long-lasting effect. And the next generation is coming up. We got great players coming up around the country that are young, and they're just going to take it from here.
I did ask her last year, I said, are you given any thought to staying an extra year? And she said, yeah, because I love it so much. With NIL... like, you know, she'll still make the endorsements, but, you know, the NIL is still playing. Did you have any conversations with her about going to the WNBA or, you know, maybe coming back for another year?
Yeah, absolutely. I had conversations with her. I had conversations with her parents. You know, we obviously wanted her to come back, right? I mean, that was a no-brainer for us. But, you know, it was a hard decision for her, and she looked at it as a win-win situation. And I think she's at peace with her decision to go to the WNBA, and I'll be her biggest fan there.
What's the schedule this week?
This afternoon, we're heading to Cleveland. So we're going to go out and have a nice team dinner tonight, kind of get ready for our scout tonight. I haven't even started that, but we'll have that ready for the team tonight. And then a couple of practices and a lot of hoopla that goes on at the Final Four that's fun but can also be really taxing. So we're going to be careful of that this year.
Do you have advanced scouts that were at the UConn game?
Not live, but we've been working on them. We had scouts ready for USC and UConn, and So we're prepared.
Coach, congratulations. Have fun in Cleveland.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Let's go, Hawks.
That's Lisa Bluter, the Iowa women's head basketball coach in her 24th season. Got that coach's voice this time of the year.
It's a voice.
But LSU was so much more physical with her on the perimeter. But they had different players who were guarding her. They frustrated her. Now, she had numbers, but that's what you got to do. I mean, there's certain things like Edie. Can you get him in foul trouble? Klingon, can you get him in foul trouble? Caitlin, can you frustrate her a little bit? Can you take her out of her game? You know, Paige Beckers, like all these great players. You know, DJ Burns, what happens if he gets in foul trouble for NC State? You know, these are the things it comes down to, maybe one player or a couple of moments there. Silly foul. Now all of a sudden you go to the bench with two fouls early. And then the team, the opposition, takes advantage. That's what sometimes this comes down to. But I was surprised with the defense last night. Because Haley Van Lith might be quick, fun, was a star at Louisville. But it just, I felt bad for her. She was on an island out there. And even like showing, you know, when they do a pick and roll, you know, that the big has to show a little bit there. Now, Caitlin's smart enough to know, are you going to stay on me? If you're going to stay on me, I'll drive by you. But I was a little surprised with that. I'd be curious if UConn has that kind of player or players, because it's going to take a couple people. And the fact she doesn't come out of a game. And they just go. They just run. Just the energy to be able to do that. All right. Let's get some phone calls here. Dave in Iowa. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Great show. In respect to the women's college basketball game, I found it interesting. The 2020 recruiting class from the mothership for high school women's athletes or basketball players, number one, Paige Beckers, number two, Angel Reese, three, Cameron Brink from Stanford, four, Caitlin Clark, and five, Camilla Cardoza from South Carolina. And it reminds me a lot of men's basketball back in the 80s and 90s when you could actually develop relationships with these players for the course of 4 years. And I wonder what your thoughts are on if that's having much to do with the rise in women's basketball, other than just these great players, but the ability to get to know them. And two, is there anything you think the men's game can do to try to capture some of that momentum? Because the gap between the two now is smaller than I think it's ever been.
Yeah, but Dave, you have to have storylines. And these players aren't going to stay for 3 years or 4 years. Juju Watkins is staying at USC. Now, I'm interested in when do we start seeing more transfer portal with the women's game. Now, we see it with the men's game. Are we going to see that? You know, Haley Van Lith, Angel Reese, you know, they transferred in. To be able to kind of, if you're a player and you saw USC, do you go, man, I'd love to play for them and play with Juju Watkins? That's what happens sometimes, that all of a sudden players talk to players and then, you know, you can transfer and spend the final year or 2 years of your college career. But storylines. Zach Edey has been there. How many years has he been at Purdue? DJ Burns, how many years has he been at NC State? Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers. Like, having those players stay. I mean, that's important because then you develop a rivalry. That you're able to develop the players. They're in a system for a while. They understand the system. They grow in the system. Yes, Eden.
Well, you know, and the women staying in college, it a lot has to do because they have to.
Yeah.
They don't have the ability to go pro until they're 22.
Yeah.
So you have to wonder, in 10 years, is that rule still in place? If Caitlin Clark is going to have this effect that we're speculating she might, will that rule stay in place for 10 years where you know, different players can't go earlier?
Well, I think it'll have to do with the success of the WNBA. Because if you can now make money, more money, then maybe you'll have, you know, a push where these players are going to say, why are we held to a different standard than the men? But I think it'll be predicated on the WNBA, and that it is financially successful and worth leaving college to go and do that. Yeah, Paul?
And Juju Watkins of USC can make equal or more money staying at USC than going to the WNBA. Now, it's a floating scale. Like, her salary in the WNBA is fixed. Her marketing is unlimited. But right now, her, air quotes, salary at USC is not capped. NIL could pay you whatever they want under the guise of being NIL. and then she could make all the marketing money she wants.
Charlie in California. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Dan. Hey, First time, long time.
Hey, Charlie.
It was interesting to watch the game last night, and I kind of thought that Caitlin Clark's game over the past year has grown a lot more than Angel Reese's game has grown over the past year, and I think that was the big difference in the game.
Well, I'm not going to put this on Angel Reese. She played pretty, but this is who she is. Now, she missed some free throws, but that's what she is. She'll give you, you know, 15 and 15, but that's what a traditional post player is. Caitlin Clark, there's nobody like her. She's one of one. There's a lot of Angel Reese's playing in the WNBA or have come before her, and she stood out because she won a national championship. She had some swag to her. Playing on national TV, going to the WNBA, you know, she's not on par with a Leah Boston and, you know, some of these other, there's some really good players in there. And they play a similar game. So she might just be somebody who gets 15 points and 10 rebounds. You know, doesn't have great range shooting wise, or at least doesn't use it. She's a traditional post player. Caitlin's different. Batman in Iowa. Hi, Batman.
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 5'9", 190. Soft.
Soft.
Hey, long time listeners from the Dibs days.
Okay.
Love to hear some Dibs stories sometimes. Hey, first of all, a couple things. First thing about Iowa, obviously the pride of the state. I see Iowa. One thing Iowa does that if you watch for is when they get a lead in the fourth quarter by like 8 to 10 points, sometimes Caitlin's taking that shot 2 or 3 seconds into the shot clock, and the other team has got it, makes the game longer, and that could get dangerous, and it has a couple times on the games they've lost. Nextly, West Coast or East Coast bias on sandwich, man. We're talking about Iowa. What's Iowa's sandwich? The fried pork tenderloin. How can you leave that one off?
Okay, well, we did. Sorry, Batman. But that's regional. So then we would be playing just to Iowa, and then that's not fair to our East Coast bias or Midwest bias or, you know, West Coast bias here. People getting very territorial there with their sandwiches. It is grilled cheese versus the Cuban sandwich tonight. Yeah,
what,
Paul?
What if Coach Bluter of Iowa said, Dan, thanks for the call about Caitlin Clark, but what's with no pork tenderloin on the menu? Then?
I would have put it on the menu. Then.
For Coach?
I would have put it on the Elite Eight for Coach. All right, we'll take a break. We'll update our poll results. Got a busy final hour, and we have DJ Burns at the top of the hour, NC State forward, and Dan Hurley, the Connecticut head basketball coach, back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll be talking hoops, DJ Burns, the NC State forward, and Dan Hurley, Connecticut basketball coach as well. It lived up to the hype last night. It was a year in the making. Iowa beats LSU to move to the Final Four. Caitlin Clark goes 41-12. UConn drops USC 28 for Paige Beckers. So you now have Connecticut versus Iowa. Connecticut is a 2.5-point underdog, according to DraftKings. NC State is getting 11.5 against South Carolina. The men's Final Four, NC State getting 9 versus Purdue, Alabama getting 12 versus Connecticut. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Caitlin Clark talked about she didn't think back to last year's loss in the national title game.
I feel like we prepare for this game, we focus on Iowa, we do what Iowa does, and we'll come out on top. And that was kind of Coach Bluder's message. It's not about last year. You worry too much about the past. You know, you're going to get caught up in that. It's about being present, being where your feet are. Don't worry about being in the Final Four, be in this moment, be in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, and the one thing that stood out, and it's kind of sneaky, is the energy level that Iowa had in the second half and LSU did not. And Caitlin Clark played every minute, every second. And as her coach last hour, Lisa Bluder, said, she doesn't want to come out. It doesn't go well when I try to take her out of the game. But now they move on to face Connecticut, which is a little bit of a surprise, given that I didn't think this was a deep Connecticut team. But you got Paige Beckers and a great comeback story. And you got one of the greatest coaches of all time in Gino Auriemma. And that was a fun game as well. That was sort of the undercard, even though it was the game after Iowa and LSU. But USC, Juju Watkins, they put up a great show this year. Good fight last night, but too much Paige Beckers as UConn moves on. A no-hitter for the Astros, Ronel Blanco, and it sounded like this.
6-2 to Guerrero. Ground ball tap. Blanco lets it go by. Dubon Fields throws the first in time. A no-hitter! Ronel Blanco! Yainer Diaz, the first to jump into his arms. And the rest of his teammates come out to mob him. Ronel Blanco has thrown the 17th no-hitter in Houston Astros history.
That's courtesy of 790 KBME, the Astros radio network. That's the first win of the season for the Astros. The last time that that happened was 2001. The Red Sox first win of the season was a Hideo Nomo no-hitter. He's been one of the stars of March Madness. He's DJ Burns Jr., the NC State forward. Next for them, up for them will be number one Purdue in the Final Four Saturday at 6 o'clock from Arizona. DJ, good to have you on. If I would have told you a month ago you'd be in the Final Four, you would have said what?
If you let me tell it, I'd say we would have been there.
What would your teammates have said?
They would have said that we'd be getting ready for spring workouts.
Okay, how did this team lose 14 games?
Man, our defensive connection just wasn't there at first. You know, we had it sometimes, and we showed a glimpse of what we could do, but it didn't really hit until the tournament where we just locked in.
But, you know, it's one of those where you play five games, five nights. It's almost like it was do or die, that if you had – you're already playing tournament basketball – in the ACC tournament, or at least it felt like that.
Oh man, it was crazy. Yeah, we lost the game. It was we would be done right now. So those guys just decided they were going to give it literally every single thing they had left.
How did it feel to beat Duke to get to the Final Four? If I would have said you could have beaten anybody else, or you could have beaten Duke, would you have chosen another team?
Honestly, it wouldn't have mattered to us, but it definitely does feel good to be come out on top in Tobacco Road for the last two games against those two teams.
I did like that when you beat Duke in the ACC tournament, somebody said to you, "Hey, the fans were rooting for you," and you said, "No, they were rooting against Duke, rooting for us just to beat Duke. It wasn't necessarily for NC State." But do you feel like an underdog still?
We never felt that way, but you know, that's just how we're supposed to feel. But yeah, I think that title is past us now.
How would you describe your game if somebody hadn't seen you play?
I would say more of a back to the basket defender who has the ability to face up as well, but a good passer and a good teammate.
Who do you model your game after?
I wouldn't say I model it after anyone, but I used to watch a lot of Hakeem footwork growing up just because, you know, that was something my father told me would make me different. So I went ahead and, you know, ran with it.
I was going to say your dad had to turn you on to Hakeem because you're not old enough to have seen Hakeem play, but his footwork was his special. He had like point guard footwork.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We tried to hop on that early. I unfortunately didn't have the, you know, point guard body type, but yeah, the footwork is there.
Okay, but your body type allows you, like, it felt like you were just saying to Filipowski, there's nothing you can do. Like, right? You get the ball down low?
To take advantage. Yeah, I just try to take advantage of whatever he would give me, you know. He's a great player, so with someone like him, you know, you got to find where your niche is and get some angles on him and try to have an advantage.
Are you starting to feel famous?
Sadly, yes. Yes, sir. I do like it, but sometimes it can be a bit much, especially at a time like this.
Okay, give me an idea of when it's uncomfortable being famous.
It's really just, you know, certain things, you know, require you to be on camera at all times. And, you know, I have an outgoing personality, but I don't necessarily want to be broadcasted at all times. But, you know, I understand that that's what comes with it, so I'm kind of learning to accept it.
Okay, but you're a musician, so if you're going to be a musician, you got to be out in front of people. Are you more comfortable with that aspect of being in front of people than you are playing basketball?
Oh, no, sir. Playing basketball is not the problem. I'm more talking about, like, you know, walking through the hotel and being on the bus and, you know, sometimes in my room, you know, the cameras just tend to follow when you're, you know, a trending topic at the time.
What's it like walking across campus?
Oh, man, it's getting crazy, you know. Just all the love, you know, a lot of support, you know. It feels good to be able to, you know, bring this back to Raleigh, bring some wins in for them.
Have you had a teacher ask for an autograph or a photo?
Several, yes, sir. I probably get... probably get at least 10 requests a day for that right now.
Oh, all right. Where did this football thing come from? Maybe trying the NFL if you didn't make the NBA.
I think that just comes along with, you know, our team being trending right now. You know, they always find something to talk about, and that just happened to be one of the topics.
Yeah, but you want to play in the NBA, correct?
Yes, sir. That's the plan.
Okay. If you don't make it, would football be something that you would at least think about playing?
I probably explore some other options with basketball first before all of that, but I'm not a closed-minded person.
That's the right option or the right answer there, because if you can't play in the NBA, then can you play overseas? But it just felt like it came out of nowhere, and I thought it was April Fool's joke where they're like, "Oh yeah, NFL teams are interested in you." But have you heard from anybody? NFL?
No, sir.
Nobody.
Not from me. Not to me directly.
Okay. Well, it's been fun. Keep smiling. Have you played somebody as tall as Zach Edey?
Maybe a little closer, but not that tall.
How do you prepare for somebody 7'4"?
I won't give that away, but just know we're coming with the game plan.
Okay. Do you have a team manager stand on a chair with a broom, and then that'll give you an idea of how how tall 7'4" is?
Yeah, they have the little, I forget what they're called. I think it's like the little pro skill stick or something that makes them able to stretch up real high. So we got some work coming in for it, for sure.
With Zach Edey's face on it?
Nah, I'd rather his face not be on it.
Congrats on the success. It's been a wonderful story, and good luck with your future there, DJ.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
That's DJ Burns Jr., NC State forward. Yeah, we heard the report yesterday by Peter Schrager, who is an NFL insider for NFL Network and Fox, and he said, he'd heard from some scouts, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know if DJ wants to play football. He wants to play in the NBA, but would that be a fallback? Like, you have to gear yourself up to play football. They can say, man, you got the skills. There have been a lot of track guys where they go, man, you should give football a try. Well, it's not that easy. Hey, I run fast. Okay. Can you catch the ball? What happens when you get hit? Do you want to go over the middle? Can you block? It's not just, man, you could play football because you can run fast. There are a lot of guys who can run fast who can't play football. Like, I remember Ronaldo Nehemiah was a hurdler. He was drafted by the 49ers. We had Usain Bolt on, and I asked him about that. You know, it's different. You know, when you get hit in basketball and when you get hit in football. But I think it's pretty interesting that he wants to play. Will somebody draft him? And what kind of player could he be in the NBA? Great passer and physical. But I'd be curious about that. What is the price for the women's Final Four? Do we have that? Paulie?
There's a bunch of different sites out there, and it's pretty varied, but I found a couple. To buy a ticket right now to the women's national title game, the get-in price is $542. It's a
but
low.
Does that get you in for the semifinal and the final?
There's all different packages. You could buy the Saturday, all three, but just for the national title game, I found for sure, it's $542 is the get-in price for the women's national title game.
Okay.
The men's, the get-in price for the national title game is $180. Now, there are more seats available, just a variable to put in there for the men's game, so that affects the prices. But it's a healthy competitive.
Well, you know, you're seeing either Iowa or UConn, and probably South Carolina. So you already know that that's going to be a great game. No matter who's in, it's going to be should be a great game. For the men, is it UConn, Purdue, NC State versus UConn, Alabama? You know, they're 12-point underdogs there. So you're guaranteed what you would think would be a competitive matchup. I just don't know if anybody looks, unless it's Purdue against UConn, UConn is a double-digit favorite in Final Four. How often does that happen? A double-digit favorite in the Final Four. Maybe we could find that out, Todd. Because I don't know how often that happens. Also, you can bet, will there be a buzzer beater in the men's Final Four, a shot that gives the team a win as time expires? So no chance for you to inbound the ball. It's the shot at the buzzer, beats the buzzer. And if you say yes, that's plus 4,000. Dylan, the graphics guy, would have to explain that to us. But seems like a long shot there. But there is an odds that's out there, a line that you can bet on a buzzer beater. A couple of phone calls, then we'll take a break. We'll talk to Dan Hurley, the Connecticut basketball coach. Haas in South Bend joins us. Hi, Saul. Haas.
Hey, how you doing? Second time, long time, 6'2", 225.
Yeah.
When Caitlin Clark reaches the NBA, do you think that'll boost ratings? Thanks for your time.
The WNBA. Yeah. I don't know what kind of ratings they get. I don't know if it's sort of regional that certain teams do better than others. Probably so. But yeah, I'd think so. That when she comes to town, at least the first year or so, yeah, I think there's still that novelty that you want to go out and watch her play. She'll be different than anybody else that she's playing against. Yeah, I would think so. I hope so. Yeah, Paul.
And the WNBA starts weeks after the college basketball season ends. It's not like Caitlin Clark's going to go away for 7 months. She'll be playing for the Indiana Fever less than 5 weeks after the national title game.
By the way, there have been 38 games of 40 points, 20 rebounds since 1981. We brought this up. Paulie said he'd rather have Victor Wembanyama's 40-20, and I said I'd rather have Jalen Brunson 61 in the same game. By the way, they fined Victor Wembanyama because he threw the ball into the crowd, and I think Jalen Brunson and the Knicks wanted that ball after his 61. There have been 38 of those games. Shaq did it. Moses Malone and Anthony Davis 4 times, Joel Embiid 3 times, Giannis 3 times, DeMarcus Cousins 3 times, and Charles Barkley. Patrick Ewing did it once, and then you've got quite a few players. Mike Jaminski once did it. Larry Bird did it. Ralph Sampson. Joe Barry Carroll did it. Who else is in here? Dwight Howard, Chris Webber, Nikola Jokic, Wembanyama, Luka Doncic, and Antonio McDice also in there as well. There have been 2 games of 60-20 since 1981. So 60 points and 20 rebounds. Luka, that was against the Knicks, and then Shaq did it in 2000. So Luka in 2022, Shaq did it in 2000.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
More phone calls coming up. We will update our poll results, and it is the Elite Eight. It is the grilled cheese sandwich versus the Cuban today. As we get ready for Friday's One Dining Moment, we try to find the best hot sandwich in America. In the world.
Ever of all time.
We'll take a break. We'll come back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Early lines for the women's Final Four. NC State getting 11.5 against South Carolina. Connecticut getting 2.5 versus Iowa. There have been two double-digit spreads in the Final Four since 2003. North Carolina against Syracuse, they were 10-point favorites. Gonzaga by 14 versus UCLA in 2021. Right now you have Alabama getting 12 against Connecticut, NC State getting 9 versus Purdue. He's the head basketball coach at Connecticut. They've got Alabama coming up on Saturday. Danny Hurley back on the program. When's the last time you shot hoops?
Yesterday.
How'd you do?
Well, the half court shots and the three quarter court shots, I got off to a slow start, but my threes and my free throws and finishing over my son and the managers was pretty sharp.
Okay. But have you put on a clinic before? Were you ever the best shooter on your team?
I was. I was the best shooter in high school. I was the best shooter in the Hurley house too, growing up. Not non pressure. I had trouble taking. I had trouble taking it from the country village courts to, the big stadiums.
Okay, but did Bobby give you grief though when you're having shooting contests that he knew that he could get to you?
Oh, absolutely. Bob was a master. Bob was a master at the art of mental warfare, and was an incredible ability to get under your skin and to get you mad. And there's no better competitor than that man.
But did you adopt some of that? Do you take that into your coaching philosophy?
Oh, absolutely. I think just growing up in the family, there's aspects that you find out about yourself that now you see some things from your dad, some things, from your brother that rubbed off on you, positive and negative. you know, the intensity, the passion, the competitiveness. I think the endurance. You know, there's also empathy.
Does tough love still work in college basketball? Well, it's working for you. Would you describe it as tough love?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, tough love, honesty, you know, but I think the players will only allow that tough love and that radical, brutal honesty about where exactly everything sits with them, both in their career, their value, what they're bringing to a team. If they know that you do love them, you have a real relationship. They know that you pour everything you got into them in terms of time and in terms of, you know, just giving them everything you got. But then you also, you know, you got to have old souls. You got to have kids that have old school parents, old school high school coaches that are going to support you when stuff starts to go sideways.
And you brought this up before, looking at the model that you guys have, the blueprint, and that you've sort of based this off Jay Wright with Villanova. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, culture, you know, the style of plays is different at both ends, but from a cultural standpoint, that's the gold standard.
Did you watch the games last night?
I did. I especially was focused. I caught the second half of Iowa and LSU because I spent a dinner with Kim Mulkey last April, but I was locked in on my Huskies. let's go, Gino.
Who's more intense, you or Kim Mulkey?
She's intense. She got at my neck, man. I wasn't. I knew her. I knew of her. I knew her, you know, the whole deal, all of her success. But it hit me like a tidal wave when I met her. She was intense.
But how did it surprise you? I mean, you've seen her before when she coaches.
Yeah, but, you know, generally when people meet me, they say, or at least my wife tells me, that her friends always say, I didn't think he'd be normal. He seems like a pretty normal guy away from his work and in just regular settings. But I didn't see that with Coach.
She had no off switch, is what you're saying?
Not that night.
But do you ever have your dad or your wife who might say, hey, you know, slow down or calm down, or anybody sort of the lifeguard on duty with you?
Yeah, I think, you know, me and Bob, you know, my dad doesn't have credibility because he modeled being a monster most of my life. So, like, that's do what I say, not as I did type of situation. Bob, I think me and Bob try to talk each other off the ledge, so to speak. But, you know, the weird thing about us is, like, we're never both down or up at the same time. So it's like when one of us is playing well, the other one's struggling. So, but we support each other. It has to be my mom, my wife, and then the agent sometimes will step in if, you know, if I'm over the top, obviously getting into it with fans on the way out of arenas or maybe too much with the referees, then the agent will come in and say, hey, you're going too far.
We're talking to Dan Hurley, Connecticut head basketball coach. Wait a minute, your dad was a model monster on the sidelines? Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he used to go up in there if people were yelling at him and, you know, flipping him off or, you know, catcalling him. You know, I've witnessed on more than one occasion, at least two or three hard steps into the bleachers. I've never seen him, you know, yoke someone up, but, you know, my dad is one of the greatest coaches of his generation. I mean, he was a master and he mastered as many things as possible, but his intensity is absolutely legendary.
If I hadn't seen UConn play, how would you describe your style?
I think it's aesthetically, you know, pleasing. You know, we'll play with pace in terms of getting up and down with teams that want to run. You know, you see, I think at the offensive end, like the ball movement, moving players, moving an approach to offense where, you know, we're just trying to get two on the ball and let the defense tell us where the ball needs to go next. We haven't shot it well yet in the tournament, so I'm excited for us to shoot it well in Arizona. But I think we shoot threes, we dunk, you know, we get on both backboards, you know, we defend with intensity. Our bench is live, not just me. We just bring an energy to the arena that I think is old school in terms of the culture.
What was it like first time you met Bill Murray?
Surprising. You know, just every time you meet him, he's in a different, his personality's maybe in like a different place. Sometimes he's funny. Sometimes he's super laid back. Sometimes he's fired up for the game. I was surprised how much film he watched with us last year during the March and April run. I was surprised that he loves ball that much. He was watching like six or seven, San Diego State games.
Wait. He's in film with you?
He was last year in Houston, and a rumor has it I'm superstitious, so I was surprised that I let him stay in the room because he had never been in there, and usually I'm trying to remove newcomers, especially when it's going good. But he's such a big star, and Luke's been so critical to my success, I don't want to throw his dad out.
Yeah, Luke builds a son is an assistant with Danny. But, this whole idiosyncrasy, superstition, have you seen somebody for it?
I've been bounced around. No one's consistently kind of kept me under their care. I think that once they start to, hear about all these things stacking up, they lose. I'm like a hopeless cause, I guess, for them. I find it to be... I don't know. I look at it like it was like Steve Jobs would wear like a jeans and a white shirt, or it's like I don't have to make that many decisions about what to do because a lot of my superstitions just kind of line me up to the game. Like I don't have to pack or figure out what I'm packing for this trip because I'm bringing the same exact stuff that I brought to New York for the Big East tournament, that I brought to Brooklyn for the first two rounds, that I brought to Boston for the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. So the positive part is I don't have to make a lot of decisions. I just bring everything I brought.
Your wife doesn't go crazy with this?
She's half Greek. She's half Italian. She's from Jersey. Her parents were born in Jersey City. Like if there was one person on earth that was absolutely made to love and manage me and to keep me upright and functioning at a high level, it's Andrea Hurley.
I don't know if you read the UConn magazine that comes out monthly, but I have a guy here on my staff, Marvin, who went to Connecticut, and he was featured in there. So I don't know if you saw it. I'm guessing you didn't. I don't want to spoil it for you if you haven't read the article, but if UConn wins the national title, did I get Marvin maybe in the parade?
Oh, absolutely. I know Marvin. I see Marvin's mom all the time, too.
Oh,
yes, that's right. Yes. Yes. She's everywhere.
Marvin's mom all the time in Hartford and all over the place. So, Marv, I can't promise you you're going to be on float 1A.
Mm.
But I could, I think that there's float 1B. I could definitely hold you a spot.
Oh, I'll take it. Me and Klingon. Yeah, of course.
Oh, Klingon's going to be on 1B, huh?
No.
Hey, he might be on 1A.
Yeah, Marv does not understand.
Yeah, Marv, you got to know your place here, and you got to know your place there.
So 1B.
Support staff.
All right, bet. I'll take it.
The main characters.
Oh, I'm taking it.
Hey, great to catch up with you. I got a chance to spend time with your dad last year at his condo, and I walked by, and my son lived in the same building. He goes, hey, do you know Bob Hurley? I go, yeah. He goes, he lives right there. I go, wait. The coach? He goes, yeah. I go, how do you know Bob Hurley? He goes, Dad, that's Bob Hurley. He goes, I'll knock on the door. Knocks on the door. Your dad comes to the door. And your dad goes, holy bleep, let me put my teeth in. So I walked in and spent probably 45 minutes with your dad just talking. And it was wonderful because he was laid back. He might have been watching Judge Judy by himself. And we just talked basketball, and it was fun. It was a great experience to just have him talk whether it's high school, college, how he raised those kids, how he raised you guys, what it's like to coach now, transfer portal, you know, all of those things. So had an enjoyable time. So
yeah, he's still coaching. You know, he still runs his program after school, and he's still coaching 5 days a week. And I'm glad that he moved on to Judge Judy, because I was watching Gunsmoke for a while, and that was kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Good luck. Great to talk to you. And thanks for joining us.
Dan, thanks, man. Pleasure being on.
That's Dan Hurley, Connecticut head basketball coach. And they got Saturday, they face Alabama. Yeah. Marvin, you're on the parade. You're on the float.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And don't pull a Fritzy where you go, I don't know if I could go.
Yeah, don't chicken out.
Yeah.
No, I think I can make the trip from here to Hartford.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to be in a parade?
Yeah, really.
Alma mater.
Yeah. Von Miller says to Todd, I'll put you on the float.
Von, it's me and my son or nobody.
And Todd goes, if I don't get to take my son, I'm not going. And I go, what are you doing?
Because I got to draw a line in the sand.
Yeah.
Made the right decision, Todd.
Thanks.
Hell yeah.
Wonder what might have been like, but I'll
no,
never
he
know.
Didn't. No. You didn't make the right decision.
Watching the game with you guys in a hotel lobby for the first half.
Oh, my God. You were a mess.
I had to watch the second half by myself, which was good for you guys.
Yes, it was.
You didn't need to deal with me.
Yeah, when you go, I got to go upstairs and watch the game. And then I think we had like fake, oh, come on, Todd. Don't leave us. We want to be here for you. And then all of a sudden you left and everybody was like, yay.
You didn't like that every 10 seconds. How is that not holding?
Oh,
how is there not calling that?
God, every play. Why are you calling that? That's a hold. That is a hold. And I go, okay, Todd.
A lateral on 3rd and 4? How is he going to possibly get the first?
All right. If you're watching on Peacock, it comes down to this, the grilled cheese versus the Cuban sandwich in the Elite Eight. And you guys can vote on this at home as well. You can be part of this as we have the One Dining Moment coming up on Friday. Thank you, Todd. We're back after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.